This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 1-800-259-9231. No Ian, no Manwich. It's Torgo with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
Yes.
You asked for it. You got it.
That's right. All co-hosts tonight. The bosses are away.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we get to do whatever we want, which is pretty much going to be the same kind of crap that you're you've heard every other night. For example, right now, I've got to tell you about freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of things for you completely free, including the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. 89 bajillion posts, over 1,200, I think there's like 89,000 posts at this point. I know it's over 80 and less than 100. I'm going to say 89. That's my guess. I haven't looked today, but I'm going to say 89.
I know it was last week when I was here was over 80,000 posts, so I could see it definitely being up around 90 now.
Okay. Let's see. Over 1,200 users talking about anything, things from the show, personal life stuff, anything that anybody wants to talk about. It's all free. freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, you can call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can just log on to freestateproject.org.
You know, I got an email earlier this week from a listener who can't distinguish between my voice and yours, Torgos.
Oh.
Torgos. I am Torgos, Torgo.
From now on, you will call me Torgos.
Can't distinguish between our voice. I can't remember his name. I can't distinguish between listeners who email me. But, you know.
Oh, man. And, you know, I actually had something there for a moment. You completely killed it, but that's okay. I don't even remember what it was.
Well, when in doubt.
Yeah, when in doubt. When in doubt, we'll go to the phones. That's what we'll do. We've got a call on the line already before we even started. We're going to go to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. You guys are doing a great job. I'm proud of you.
I don't know. 2 minutes in, we're the best.
Glowing praise.
What's up, Dave?
If you just speak freely, I'm proud of you these days. I don't know if you guys have heard, but 9/11 was an inside job. I'd let you know.
Really? No one has brought that idea to us before.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Never happened.
Right. I ran across a rumor on a Chicago Craigslist concerning some power down that's happened in recently. I don't know exactly when, but the date on the post is 31206, and it says word has it that there were power down situations similar to where the towers were planted with explosives. And they also suggest that
we clarify for people who don't know, what's a power down situation?
Power down situation is where they black out the security so they can do what they want, is what that means.
All right.
That's exactly what that means. But I just thought I'd let you know, so if it's news, then I'm proud to bring it to you.
So if there's a blackout in your area, panic, is that the...
Does a blackout in the area mean panic?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, is that the general consensus? Is that what we should do in case of an emergency? If there's, you know, if there's a blackout in the area, should we be wary that they've turned off the power?
Well, according to this post, they're talking about specifically the Sears Tower being under a power down situation recently. I'm not exactly sure when, but it was found on 911blogger.com, and at the end it says, beware. So I just thought I would spread the word and let you guys know.
Aren't you concerned
if anything new happens, then we know who did it, and we don't need to panic. We need to take some action.
Well, let me ask you a question before we get rid of you here, Dave. What is it that makes you put stock in a message that you saw on Craigslist? Because people who don't know what Craigslist is, this is a free website where people can post classified ads, personal ads. There's a discussion board, but it's all anonymous, and it's all free. So, I mean, you can find... You know, the truth about 9/11 and transvestites on the same website. So I'm just curious, why would you say, oh, it's on Craigslist, it's valid?
I'm not necessarily giving it any stock. I'm just putting the word out there. You know, if there are other listeners that are from Chicago that can confirm a power down situation, then that would be great.
Well, I'm curious as to what you had said that, you know, we need to take action. What action?
Buddy, your guess is as good as mine. I live in this country too.
Well, you know, David, it seems
I could tell you to do about that, but
you know, it seems to me, Dave, that our government, they are in the business of scaring people, as they have been for the past few years. It's
absolutely,
it's the way they get us to just fall in line. And
well,
it seems to me that you're doing the same thing here tonight. I mean, you're scaring us, telling us, well, if there's a power down situation, you ought to be wary. I mean,
well, don't you think with anything that's going on in this country that that we ought to be wary? I think every set of eyes in America needs to be watching what's going on right now. And the internet seems to be the only method of free and honest journalism that we have left these days. I mean, you know, the neocons control all the media outlets, all the major media outlets, and the only thing that we have to...
I don't know that I'd agree with that, but...
Well, AJ calls, AJ calls CNN neocon light. So if that gives you any indication, then, you know...
There are a lot of people who blame, you know, liberal-controlled media, and they say that there are a lot of liberals who control a lot of media outlets. I think our media is... Big government control.
This is no longer a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal or a libertarian issue. This is about basic freedoms and a government that's taken so much control over us that they can plug in at any time and look and see what you're doing, and you never are the wiser.
I think just to clarify communications, I just think that neocon is the wrong term to use there. I think that maybe collectivists have taken over the media, not necessarily neoconservatives. I don't know if I'd use that word, but
yeah.
I'm sure neoconservatives have a good chunk of the media, and I'm sure liberals have a good chunk of the media, but I'm sure collectivists pretty much own it all.
Well, I'm here to say it's the neocon conservative and the one world government oligarchy that's forming right beneath our noses that are building $385 million worth of Halliburton camps. So, you know, you can call that what you want to call it, but when I look on the TV and I don't hear nothing about it, then I know what time it is.
All right, well,
pull the wool over my eyes.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate you giving us the heads up. All right, we'll talk to you later. Anyway, so if you're in the Chicago area and you do happen to know...
And the lights on the Sears Tower suddenly blink out.
Time to panic.
When you just hear this hum, and all of a sudden you just start hearing the city power down... then you might want to be on the lookout. Or if you happen to know anything.
Look out for planes.
Or if you happen to be in the Chicago area and you know that there is some truth to this, whatever, post that Dave saw on Craigslist, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
I would have called it Ship High in Transit.
Ship High in Transit.
I just want to mention this real briefly because it's the worst movie in existence.
Oh, Trigger Effect?
Trigger Effect.
I knew that's what you were getting at, by the way, with the panic and a blackout. So
there's a movie whose entire... It's supposedly a horror movie whose entire premise is the fear and panic as the result of a blackout, and I believe it's L.A. I'm not sure exactly where the movie takes place, but it's... just ridiculous, the types of things that are supposedly going to go on during a blackout, for an extended blackout. If the power goes out, try and just be civil and normal.
Yeah, and
that's my recommendation.
I have this movie coming to me next week. It's in my it's in my online rental queue, but I'm just curious. In this movie, when the lights go out, does everyone just like freak out and grab a gun? I mean, what?
Not immediately.
How long does it take?
Like a day.
Oh,
wait. Well, you know, and actually, to give them a little bit of credence, how long did it take in New Orleans? So maybe the movie's a little more realistic than I gave it credit for originally.
Yeah, but they had more than just a blackout.
Yeah,
I know.
A bit
they
of a
did
difference.
Have a lot more than a blackout.
All right. Well, anyway, if you know anything about what's going on in Chicago, or if there even is anything going on in Chicago, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we've got a special guest later on tonight, and whatever it is you want to talk about, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
As well as Jason.
And Johnson.
And you can check out our website at freetalklive.com. All kinds of stuff there for you, completely free, all over the place. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners, which is, well, it's pictures of ladies who listen to the show. A lot of people are under the mistaken impression that women don't listen to talk radio. Well, we have proof to the contrary. We have proof that
lots
women...
Lots of it.
We have lots of proof to the contrary, because now... The women who submit their photos to the Shrine of Female Listeners, which, to quote Ian, is not a beauty contest. It's You know, somebody posted something on the BBS about that, and it kind of stuck in my head. That line, "It's not a beauty contest," seems somewhat insulting. I never really thought about it until I read this post on our BBS, which is also at freetalklive.com, and I don't know, it's just like, no, it's not a beauty contest, so you ugly ones, come on, go ahead and send us your pictures too, it's okay. I know you've been afraid to let your face see the light of day, since you walk down the street, mothers hide their children's eyes when you walk past.
Flowers,
but it's okay.
Wilt.
Flowers, milk curdles. But we'll put your picture up just so long as you have a sign. Maybe if you hold it up and all we see is your eyes, it'll be okay. But anyway, what we're trying to say is the purpose of the page is not just, hey, look at the boobs. You know, that's kind of what Ian is getting at with the it's not a beauty contest. We just want...
That being said, however, while that may not be the purpose of the page,
we certainly
accept that.
Absolutely. Now, we do have to keep the page itself somewhat family-friendly.
Oh, yeah.
However, if there's any that you want to know whether or not they are appropriate for the page, I will be more than happy to screen them personally. Just send those to torgo@freetalklive.com. Also, another thing, normally we will read emails on the air depending on whether or not it's relevant to the show, and you would send those to ftl@freetalklive.com. However, Ian didn't give me access to the FTL box before he left. So if you've got anything that you want for immediate consideration during the live program tonight or tomorrow, send them to Torgo, T-O-R-G-O, @freetalklive.com.
And let me just add that if you have pictures that you wanted to send to the Shrine, but you are absolutely sure that they are unquestionably inappropriate for the Shrine, you can send them to Johnson at freetalklive.com.
I would tell people to send something to Jason at freetalklive.com. But nobody's going to do that. Who emails Jason at freetalklive.com?
I will. Almost. I will. If it'll make you feel better.
A little bit.
I just want a hug in return.
That's fair. I don't have big enough arms, though.
Well, you know what? You know what you do have? You have the spotlight right now, Jason. What do we got?
Ooh. Well, I got a guy who's in jail and shouldn't be there. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, what's new?
That's what they all say.
Well, this one's a bit different. Here are the facts. All right, Sammy Hamuda is a co-defendant, or was a co-defendant, rather, of Sammy Al-Aryan, and he was acquitted of all charges against him in early December. He agreed to leave the United States and be deported to Jordan, and the country said it will accept him. The federal judge ordered his release. His wife and kids already went all over to Jordan. But he's still behind bars, and there's no good explanation for it.
Wait, how long ago did this happen? Does it say when he was, when he made the deal and when the judge ordered his release?
He was acquitted in early December.
Okay.
Yeah, a little late.
Here we go. 3 months later, he's still sitting in jail.
And there's no good explanation for it. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has nothing to point but a fouled up paperwork to explain why on multiple occasions this fellow was told he was about to be put on a plane only to have the decision reversed at the last minute. If you ask me, that's kind of cruel and unusual.
Where are they keeping him?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't say.
I didn't know if maybe he was in one of those special facilities.
At this point, at this point, they should just be paying for his hotel room.
It would make sense.
Well, you know, like the airport, you know, when you miss a flight, they put you up until they can provide you with another flight. So at this point, that's what they should be doing because he was supposed to be out.
Yes, and, well, what the government should be doing and what they are doing. Very often, very different. And, one suggestion as to why this is occurring has been that because he intends to reside with his family in the West Bank, Israel maybe put up roadblocks. But Israel said they have no problem with him. They have no security concerns regarding this fella. And he was, again, acquitted of all charges that he transferred money to a terror group. So nobody has problems with the guy. He was acquitted of all charges.
So he was also accused of something that he didn't do, so he was innocent in the first place. I mean,
indeed.
Of something of that's just this horrific, this basically prejudice that's going on in the country right now.
Yeah, okay, so the charges were dropped. He was acquitted. He was acquitted, so he hasn't done anything wrong.
Right.
He agreed to leave the country.
Yeah.
A judge has ordered his release, and his whole family has already gone back to Jordan, and the date that he was supposed to leave has come and has been pulled away from him again at the last second.
Well, that's right.
Not to mention that he was just probably profiled and was accused in a racist manner in the first place.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, well, now it looks like... Now, he was a co-defendant in the case with who?
Samuel Arian.
Yeah, which is somebody who did do a thing or two.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, there was something that was tying the two of them together, but apparently whatever it was that he did wasn't enough to warrant any further charges against him. I don't understand it. I have no idea how it's even justifiable.
No.
Like, how does anybody who works in that department, like the person who took away his flight when they said, okay, here you go, you're leaving on the 17th, and the 17th rolls around, and they're like, oh, sorry, no, you're not leaving. How does that person justify to themselves making that decision? What benefit is there to anyone?
I do have to devil's advocate a little bit here, because if he was attached to this Samuel Arian guy, who was, in fact, involved in some terrorist activity, it does kind of make me wonder. Like, I wonder if there aren't people over there who really, you know, think they have evidence, but maybe for some reason that evidence isn't admissible. I think that they should have evidence, but, I mean, it just makes me question the situation. Although it makes me, instead of questioning, you know, it makes me, one, question if this guy is really innocent, but more so, it makes me question the competence of the people involved in the case. Because if they have, you know, either they need to let him go, or they need to have evidence.
Right. I mean, if you'd imagine that even if they had something, or even if they said they had something on him, they would label him as an enemy combatant and throw him in a brig.
Right. If they could even just go so far as to say, well, your case is still under investigation, so we need to hold you until such time as we get something figured out. But no, they're not even going that far. Just, no, you're not leaving yet. I know we said you could, but nah, not today.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, regardless of what it is they have on him, until somebody's willing to step forward and say that they've either got something on him or they, you know, or that they're still building a case, they need to fulfill their end of the bargain.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. We do have a call holding on the line. I'm going to go ahead and put this call on real quick and just give the news, and then we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. So, Matthew in Massachusetts, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, glad to have to call tonight.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not happy about this news in any way, but I want to go ahead and get it out.
I just got my downsizer DC dispatch email, and Harry Brown has passed away.
Yeah, Harry Brown, Libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, passed away yesterday. Matthew, stay on the line if you can, and we'll talk about it coming up after the break. If you've got anything you want to talk about, give us a call. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your call about anything personal, political. It doesn't matter, whatever's on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Torgo here with you.
As well as Jason.
And Johnson.
And you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff there for you, including the archives of the show. The last 6 days of the program archived, completely described right there on the front page, as well as the last several months in a handy BitTorrent download.
What's a BitTorrent download?
Well, if you have a client that supports the BitTorrent file transfer protocol, such as the BitTorrent client, or Azorius, or uTorrent, or one of any other completely free BitTorrent clients, you can use. It's a peer-to-peer file sharing protocol that can be used to.
But isn't that illegal?
No. No, it's not.
Oh, good.
So, freetalklive.com for all your archiving needs. Prior to the break, we received some somewhat upsetting news. We have Matthew in Massachusetts, hopefully still on the line with us. Matthew, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go ahead and just give a real quick recap, and if you could, any information that may have been in the newsletter that you received, because I just kind of heard about this a few minutes ago. So.
Yeah, I just gave it to your board op, and he was surprised by it. I'm a downsizer. DownsizeDC.org sends out the downsizer dispatch, and they sent out a very brief email saying that Mr. Brown passed away last night after his long illness that he's been suffering. And,
Has it been made clear what he was suffering from yet?
Yes.
No. Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't clear because I thought it was kind of an unknown thing. I don't know. But,
actually, Jim Babka from Downsize DC released an official press release about Harry Brown passing away, and it was on Yahoo. I read it during the break, and it appears that he passed away yesterday at the age of 72 after suffering for a long time with Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even know it was Lou Gehrig's disease, but yeah. So anyway, this man pretty much his book, his first book, Why Government Doesn't Work, one of the big things that brought me into libertarianism, and his first candidacy was a big part of my, you know, became a libertarian in 95, and his first candidacy was in 96. It was a big formative thing. He's a hero to me.
Yeah. Now, were you a listener to his radio program as well?
Yes, from the second year it started, or the second year after it started.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, everybody here, I think, has some level, at least everybody in this room, I think, has some level of a connection with Harry Brown, as far as, I know Johnson came to libertarian, you know, the libertarian thought process, the libertarian philosophy, naturally, just kind of on your own. Then you're like, wasn't that more of a, hey, there's some people who think the way I do?
Right, and I discovered, actually, one of the things that impressed me was the audacity that Harry Brown had in one of his ads, in one of his television ads.
Would this be the Rosemary's Baby ad?
The Rosemary's Baby ad. I thought, I was very impressed that someone would even dream of putting something like that on television. And then his also, his End the Drug War television ads as well during, I'm not sure if those are from his 2000, yeah, I think they're from his 2000 campaign.
So what was,
that was
the
2000.
What was the Rosemary's Baby TV ad?
You know, I wish I could remember all of it. He was talking about security and some other issues, and just at the end of the ad, there's a baby in the bathwater. He's talking about government throwing out the baby with the bathwater. But what they don't know is that it's Rosemary's Baby. And then the baby turns and looks at the camera, and its eyes glow very, very, ominously. And
I totally forgot about that.
It was a very evil-looking commercial, you know, and to just attach that image to the government, I thought was, you know, took a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah.
So... All right, well, Matthew, thank you for taking the time to call us and let us know about it. I'm not even exactly sure how to end that. But,
there's really no good way to end it, but try to have a good night anyway.
All right, thanks a lot, Matthew. All right. Appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. If any part of your coming to the libertarian philosophy or anything that you've experienced in your life or any impact that has been made upon your life by any of the actions or words of Harry Brown, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. Again, Harry Brown, the libertarian presidential candidate in the 1996 and 2000 presidential elections, passed away yesterday at the age of 72 at home in Tennessee. So...
I hope that Harry's radio show, I think, was an incredible resource of just education and very entertaining audio, and I hope that that becomes available for people to as a resource, because I know that towards the end of his illness a lot of that stuff was not getting updated on his website. It fell off for a while. Because I guess Harry wasn't capable of doing it anymore or whatnot, so I hope that that continues, and because that the resource there is, I think is absolutely incredible. I personally was a listener of Harry's show, and I think that Harry, as far as libertarians who I find to be heroes of mine, I think, Harry Brown is the first that always comes to my mind, Jim Babka from Downsize DC, and Mary Ruart. Author of Healing Our World, are definitely, they are the three first people that pop into my mind, as well as, Michael Babnarik.
Well, on Harry Brown's website at harrybrown.org, that's HARRYBROWNE.org, there are archives of his radio program, the most recent being
November
2005. However, I apologize there, I've been ill for the past week and a half, but... even if you aren't able to get some of the most recent shows, I'd say if you haven't had the chance to listen to Harry Brown's radio program, go to his website, harrybrown.org, that's Brown with an E on the end, .org, and just listen to some of the archives of his show with Jim Babka. There are some with him and Jim together that are actually fairly good as well. So.
And there's a recent, actually it appears that there's a recent one there from October 8th where Harry interviews Mary Ruart, so...
Right, exactly. Mary Ruart, who was one of your heroes. Yeah, there you go. She's being interviewed there. And then October 22nd, Harry's interviewing Jim Babka from Downsize DC. So there you go. But anyway, again, if you have anything that you want to say or anything that's on your mind regarding Harry Brown, 1-800-259-9231. I think we've covered as much as we can here. I mean, I don't want to... I don't know. I don't know how to properly handle, something
right.
like that. You come in, you've got, a show that you're going to be doing, and then you get news like that, and you take, you take the call, you talk about it, but I don't know how to do something like that justice. That's my problem. So, so until we get some of your calls, we are going to have to move on.
I think the only thing that I could say that would do it even some little bit of justice would be to say that if you haven't yet read it, obviously besides his radio show, one of the books Harry was most famous for writing is Why Government Doesn't Work. And I think that if you haven't read it as a libertarian, it's one of the most educational ways to learn how to communicate libertarianism to other libertarians.
All right, we'll be coming back here in just a moment taking your calls. We've got Triddle holding on the line, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. No bosses around tonight. Ian and Manwich, they're gone. They're out tonight. They're out tomorrow. So.
Well, the cat's away.
The fatties will play.
And whoa. Hey!
And Jason.
I'm no fatty.
Not yet. We're working on you. You know, the most ridiculous thing...
How?
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, all right?
We're just force-feeding him. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a year. That's the thing. Johnson and I see each other fairly regularly.
Do that whole living together.
Yeah, the whole living together thing.
Unfortunately.
Jason lives an hour's drive away.
Yep.
And so he comes in and does this show every Wednesday night. This right now is the first time I've seen him in going on a year.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, nice to see you. We don't spend any time together.
So did you play cards before coming in tonight?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. I didn't have time. I was working all day.
Oh, man.
Have you been making a small fortune playing online poker?
I made a bit of money, but I gave it up a couple weeks ago. I was getting a little tired of it.
Oh no, he plays a different type of card game.
I play a few different types of card games. Well, let's not speak of the other type.
We shouldn't call you out on that. I think we should call you out.
Well, you can if you want.
Do you play bridge?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, much more embarrassing than
you
bridge.
You need to be... See, that's the problem. See, this is why you don't have the popularity on the show. You need to be endeared to the geek audience that you are, in fact, serving without even them knowing it.
That's true. Yeah.
You play Yu-Gi-Oh?
Geeks,
Close.
I play Magic the Gathering.
For money?
No, not for money.
Oh, man. That would be cool, though.
That would be great.
Kind of a fun hobby to have.
Even the guys who play Magic for money, though, they don't make much money at it.
No,
they don't.
I can't believe that gets put on ESPN.
Poker?
Magic Gathering.
ESPN 2.
ESPN 2, that's right. Yeah, okay.
But still,
it's ESPN.
The dose.
It's not sport. Well, half the stuff they play on ESPN isn't sport anyways. NASCAR,
yeah,
for instance.
True. Oh, we're probably going to get calls on that.
Well, I hope so. I hate NASCAR.
Boy, what are you talking about?
It's just 30 rednecks turning left for 3 hours. It's not all that entertaining. Anyway, we're going to go to the phones, though, right now. We have Triddle in Washington. Hello, sir. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you? Nice and manic?
No, I'm doing pretty level right now, Adam.
Oh, okay.
I called in because I wanted to rant about Modern Marvel, the television show on the History Channel.
Yes.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Okay. No. Have you, Jonathan?
I may have caught it. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I've caught quite a few errors in it. For instance, at the very first part of the show, they have an opening sequence where they show a picture of a wrench turning. It's just a regular standard adjustable or crescent wrench, but what they play is the noise of a ratchet turning backwards.
Ah,
damning.
Interesting.
Damning.
Yeah.
Wow. How can you take anything they present seriously now?
Well, dig this. I've heard them credit Thomas Edison with the invention of electricity.
That's not true.
First of all, you can't invent electricity. You can only discover it. And second of all, it was discovered a long time before Edison was even born. I've heard
That's
them play the noise of a steam engine when a diesel electric locomotive goes by. And this one's pretty petty, but I've also heard them get the lineage of the SR-71 incorrect.
What?
Yes. Pretty silly.
What is the lineage of the SR-71?
It started off as a different, smaller aircraft for the CIA, and then the Air Force got a hold of it, and they tried to turn it into a long-distance interceptor with missiles that could come out of it at full speed. And then someone decided they were going to take the missiles out and put cameras back in. But the cameras pointed a completely different direction than the original aircraft, so you couldn't call it the same thing.
I hope you had to learn this for, like, a job or a test.
If anyone doesn't remember the article that I covered last Friday, I was talking about people with certain mental disorders have the ability to hyperfocus and pull in information that they probably shouldn't otherwise have. Trill is here to demonstrate this.
Is that why you do that?
Yeah, I thought your ADD segment was awesome, too. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, you know, I just want to comment here, because you're talking about, is that show on the, what did you say, was the Discovery Channel?
The History Channel.
The History Channel. I'm going to go a similar route. Have you seen the show Extreme Engineering?
Oh, I refuse to watch shows like that.
Why?
Because I feel like they're complete BS. Shows like, well, I haven't seen Extreme Engineering, but
I think you would like it a lot.
Anything with Extreme, I don't trust.
I agree with you on that.
Well, it's not like the X Games of architecture.
Well, it is in a way, except for
building a better base jumping chute.
And I think that a lot of these shows are using the term engineering very loosely. If you ask me, the real engineering, and it's not very exciting, but the real good engineering is the material sciences. And they never get into that. All they do is...
Well, isn't that really chemistry that you're talking about, though? That's like more chemistry rather than...
Well, that's chemistry or building composites out of regular materials, which you have on hand. They don't do that. They'll grab two things and bolt or weld it together and call it engineering.
Well, I think what this is more talking... The show is more about large-scale, like, massive, massive-scale projects, like, a transcontinental bridge or a tunnel under the Thames... I think it's the big... Some big river is one of the ones I see... They're talking about super tower structures in, like, one is called Sky City that they're trying to build in Tokyo. That's one of my favorite ones because it's an instant global population solution. They've got other ones where they're talking about just all sorts of different projects, which I find amazing. I think you would find it interesting if you gave it a chance.
Well, those TV people...
I think my people want it.
Those right. TV people, you just can't trust them. Triddle, thanks for the call. More coming back here. 1-800-259-9231. I said more coming back. I hate it when Ian says that. 1-800-259-9231. Taking your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
What?
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It is Torgo.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
And we're here filling in for Ian and Manwich. See, that's one thing. On Thursday nights, there's not a third person in the room usually. Because I'm here on Mondays, Jason is here on Wednesdays, Johnson is here on Friday. So if someone's listening who only is a one-day-a-week listener, maybe listening only on Thursday nights,
they're frightened.
They might be hearing each and every one of us for the very first time, and it's all of us at once.
Just, and then they will be thoroughly confused next week.
That'll be great.
So, there's speculation, we were talking about this on the break, as to whether or not Manwich is going to be coming back or not. We're not certain if he might be fired on this trip, I think. It's quite possible.
Finally.
I'm down with that. As a matter of fact, I'll call him on the break and let him know that he is fired.
Not allowed back. Not allowed back.
I got the buttons. I call the shots. Manwich is fired until Saturday when Ian gets back and lets him come back on the air.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anyway, you can also go to freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of free stuff there. If you're feeling kind of frisky and you want to control the content, go to the wiki. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Full of all kinds of information. It's got show descriptions for lots and lots of shows. It's got bios on all of the hosts. Information about some of our regular callers, guests that we have,
all kinds of information related to Liberty and to Free Talk Live. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson.
Okay, well, I want to talk about some other bad news. Today, the Senate overwhelmingly voted to renew the Patriot Act. Apparently, they debated for months and didn't get anywhere because they decided that they... apparently, what they're saying is that after months of pitched debate over legislation that supporters said struck a better balance between privacy rights and the government's power to hunt down terrorists, they just voted to renew the Patriot Act instead.
Oh, nice. That's real good.
There was an 89-10 vote. And it's apparently, I don't know.
So what, just one abstention, or are there only 99 senators currently? Do we have a dead senator who hasn't been replaced? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
To tell you the truth. It says here, the 89-10 vote marked a bright spot on President Bush's troubled second term as his approval ratings dipped over the war in Iraq and his administration's response to Hurricane Katrina. I don't know if I'd agree with this writer in calling it a bright spot.
No, not really.
I'd call it more like a black hole.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of those scary vortex kind of clouds that you see in movies that normally that's the cloud that you see in the air right before it opens up and sucks you straight into hell.
In a surprising move, the administration showed that they support their failing president today, which means that we probably shouldn't support the rest of the administration either. I think that's really what should have been written there, is that apparently the rest of the administration is also losing its mind, or has lost it long ago.
Well, it's ridiculous, and I knew it was going to happen.
Of course.
I didn't have any faith that the Patriot Act was going to be allowed to go away, the provisions that expired. Anyway, we are coming up the second hour of the show. We will take your calls, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Coming back with Drew Curtis from FARC.com. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.